Live from the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, ready to deliver an inclusive and diverse discussion on the most important topic of the day, giving you better analysis and insight than anyone else, shining a spotlight into the darkness of the swamp, watching the cockroaches run, delivering the truth and justice when you need it most. Here are three big things you need to know right now to start your day. Number one, the Department of Defense is spending nearly $50 million a month to not build the border wall with Mexico, which of course makes no sense at all, just to store the equipment and the gear. $50 million a month. Number two, a big win for regular people fighting back against government destruction of farms in Europe. This is great news. Like, the farmers and the folks have grabbed a lot of power, a lot of power. And number three, the truth about the unethical and likely illegal payments of the Biden family being dragged into the light now, and it's pretty shocking to say the least. Haley Biden is the mystery Biden that was on the receiving end of some big payments. Big payments. Haley Biden. So keep up with this. It appears that China sent at least $3 million to the Bidens not long after Joe left the VP's job in 2017. And those on that side are claiming it's because of business dealings. Business dealings. Well, the problem is the Bidens don't have any businesses that the money would actually be going to. They don't own factories or restaurants or rent real estate. No, you see, there isn't anything. It looks like what it most likely is what it appears to be. Pay to play. Influence peddling. James Comer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, had begun with the Hunter Biden laptop and all the questionable relationships with companies like Burisma in Ukraine, where Hunter was collecting $1 million a year for doing nothing at all, and the multi-million dollar payments from the wife of the man that was the mayor of Moscow, to the millions of dollars that flowed from the communist Chinese. And that might have begun back in 2015. And now you have to look to see how much Chinese money was spent to influence voters on social media, American newspapers and websites, all intended to throw the election to Joe Biden and away from Donald Trump. Well, why is that? Why is it? The money train leads to Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, the president's brother, and now Haley Biden, the widow of his son, Beau, who died in 2015, who also then shacked up with Hunter from 2016 through 2019. Classy bunch, these Bidens. Classy bunch. Yeah, they hooked up. Hunter Biden with his brother's widow. 2016, 17, 18, 19. What an ugly stretch. Drug use. Hunter buying illegal guns that Haley dumped in a trash can. The Secret Service had to go scrambling to find. No charges filed, of course. There's a lot more that's going to tumble out here, I guarantee it. We're watching to see it when it happens. When will the next shoe drop? But it's become clear the big guy was getting paid. That being Joe Biden, maybe millions of dollars from America's biggest enemies. Because we're still waiting to see the suspicious activity reports, the SARs, coming out of James Comer's subpoenas, now supplied to the committee. Suspicious activity reports. They've got a whole pile of them, at least 15 or 20. They've looked at a couple, and this is what they've learned just from the first couple they've looked at. Was Joe Biden and his family being enriched by America's biggest enemies, China and Russia? Sure looks that way. Plus some bonus cash from Ukraine. Maybe that's why we're spending billions of dollars in Ukraine when we have no business at all being there. We'll keep up on that. We're going to turn our focus to Free for All Friday and hear from all kinds of people on all kinds of stories and topics, all right? We're going to go through it here today. Are you ready? Good. We're going to start with Jim Clyburn. We're going to stay with the Democrats. He admits, as if we didn't know, making South Carolina the first primary was to protect Joe Biden's political future. It is political, period. Listen.
It's happened before in 1968 with Lyndon Johnson. I'm just wondering, do you think something like that could happen?
Well, I'm glad you're revealing why South Carolina is going first. That's exactly why Joe Biden asked South Carolina to go first. He remembers what happened with Lyndon Johnson in New Hampshire after such a productive 1965, after Medicare. Medicaid, higher education.
So making sure South Carolina goes first, making sure South Carolina goes first, Congressman, was indeed a political choice on the part of the president and his team to make sure he does not run into any LBJ problems, right?
Oh, my goodness. You mean there's a political choice being made in the political process? Come on, man.
I know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely a political choice to dump New Hampshire and Iowa in favor of South Carolina to protect the president. It's what it was. It's all it was. Because they expect that he's going to be challenged. By the way, he is being challenged by this next person in rotation, Marianne Williamson. Says asking for a competency test for older politicians is scary, but then sidestepped the question about whether it would be scary for Joe Biden to have that same competency test, the man that she's challenging for the Democrat nomination. Listen to this.
Nikki Haley says presidential candidates over the age of 75 should take a mental competency test. Do you agree?
That's scary stuff.
Why is that scary?
Because, first of all, I don't think anybody's complaining about the mental competency of someone like Bernie Sanders.
What about President Biden?
No. I mean, every individual should look into their own heart and make the decision. They can see him on television, and they, if they want to be concerned about certain things, they should. But
little waffly there, Marianne. You might want to give a straight answer there, but you didn't. It's okay, I get it, but you should have. Staying with the Democrats. Why not? Kind of a bit of a role here. Doug Emhoff, do you know who that is? Okay, you've got it, sir, but does anybody else know who Doug Emhoff is by name? He's the second gentleman. It's Kamala Harris's husband, by the way. If you didn't know, Doug Emhoff is Kamala Harris's husband. I don't know if I would have known that. That's how irrelevant this guy is. And then he was asked about Kamala Harris and how wonderful she is and tell us something about her. He gave a completely pointless answer. Completely pointless answer about his completely pointless Veep wife. Listen.
What do you think is the most surprising thing about Vice President Harris that people out there don't know?
That they don't know?
Yes, and that you can say on this stage without us both getting in trouble now.
Well, she's like normal. She's exceedingly normal. She's an awesome wife. She loves to have fun. She loves to cook. She loves her family. You know, she loves music.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he done? Sorry. I dozed off there for a second because he's exceedingly dull, pointless, useless. Oh, what a horrible administration. Biden Harris. Worst administration of my lifetime. Worst president of my lifetime. Period. Paragraph. End of discussion. All right. How about WellConnect geothermal systems? Have you tried it yet? If not, why not? If you use natural gas, propane, heating oil, even wood, and you use a well in your yard to get your water, you could have a hybrid geothermal system, affordable geothermal in your house, saving you 70% on your utility bills in the next few weeks. You could have it done. What are you waiting for? And they're looking for dealers, too, by the way. Find out more. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
But I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I
I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so yeah. Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.